It's a cloudy, misty afternoon on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation, and Matt Dannenberg and Adrian King are standing outside the Ojibwe market, stopping people as they leave the store.
Oh, yeah. Hey, boys, you want to call out a boat?
Take a moment of your time here.
Real quick. Why it's important to vote November 6th.
Dannenberg is the Central Wisconsin organizer for the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters, which is running the Powwow the Vote program. It's a nonpartisan state campaign aimed at getting 50% of Native Americans to vote in November. Dannenberg says the Native ethnicity is the least likely to vote in presidential elections, with a typical voter turnout of around 38%.
We're trying to build a community movement of building new leaders, to get more people in the community talking about politics, to get more people voting, because when they realize that this is a buzz and that they can actually do things that matter and that their voice counts, they're going to take that action. They're going to start voting. It's going to become a habit.
Dannenberg stops a man, leaving the Ojibwe market with soup and crackers.
Do you plan on voting November 6th?
No, I wasn't really planning on it.
Okay. Have you voted before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it's in the tribal elections or in other...
Tribal elections.
Tribal elections, okay.
Tribal elections.
And why is that?
I don't really think that we have representation at the state or federal level.
Okay.
I normally don't participate.
This sentiment is echoed time after time with voters who live in Lac des Flambeaux. Some say their vote doesn't count. Others say politicians are corrupt. So why vote for president? Powwow the Vote volunteer Adrian King says he used to feel that way. He's always cared about the environment and says he realized he needed to start voicing his concerns for it. Now, King says he tries to convince people that their vote does make a difference.
I like to see people have hope, and I like to be a part of people's hope, too, and change.
Inside the Ojibwe market, 26-year-old Philip Batiste and his friend are buying ingredients to make biscuits and gravy. He says he'll be voting for President Obama, mostly because he pushed through the Cobell settlement. It was argued that the federal government mismanaged billions of dollars in Native American land trusts. That money is now being allotted to certain tribes.
Indian rights and stuff, that, you know, that's what Barack was doing, you know, and that's why I support him. You know, he's like, no other president really helped us out like he did, you know, so.
Standing by the cash register at the front of the store, Marnie Tao takes a break from her venison and wild rice soup. The single mother of three has never voted before, but says she might this year. Tao says she doesn't want Governor Romney to become president. She's offended by his past comments and how they relate to tribal members not paying state taxes.
And that 47% of America are moochers and freeloaders. Native Americans don't have to pay taxes. So he qualified them under the moochers and the freeloaders. And that's not fair because, you know, they don't have to pay taxes. They were here first.
While Tao and other tribal members do not have to pay state taxes, they do have to pay federal taxes. Across the street at the Lake of the Torches Resort and Casino, a long line forms as people eagerly wait for the $5 all-you-can-eat buffet. Leroy Last lives in the Campbellsport area, but is in town for a few days with his wife. He says Obama hasn't done anything in 4 years. He supports Romney and says he'll be able to create jobs.
He's a excellent businessman and has proven himself in the past where Obama's been nothing. He never had a decent job and has no experience at all in business.
Bob Halder of Boulder Junction stands in line with his wife. He says he primarily wants to see spending cuts, but he's also concerned about another issue.
Guns. I don't want to see any infringement on the Second Amendment. Problem, most people don't know that are talking about gun control don't know a lot about guns.
Halder says people like President Obama. That's why he'll be voting for Romney on November 6th. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in Lac des Flambeaux.